In today's gospel, Jesus does, as he so often does, he tries to give a real-world example, kind of an analogy, to help his disciples understand what is the life of God like? What is their life as a Christian, a follower of Jesus? What is it supposed to be like? And today he gives us one of those most famous analogies in which he says of himself, "I am the vine, you are the branches." Jesus gives us the beautiful example there to say that, first of all, our mission in life is to bear fruit. We have a definite purpose for which we're created. We are not just an insignificant branch. We are an important part of his mission, and we have our part to do. But then he also gives us the key to say if we are to accomplish our mission, it will not be alone. Rather, we must remain connected, just as a branch makes no sense apart from the vine. A branch that is detached from the vine simply withers and dies. Rather, every vine must produce branches so that it can grow, but each of the branches must remain connected to the vine. I think that's a beautiful example of what our Christian community is really supposed to be like. Notice that the more we are connected to Jesus, the vine, the more all the branches also remain connected to one another. We read those beautiful readings from the Acts of the Apostles here during Easter, and one of the things that I think most gets us is how united the church is. It says things like they held everything in common. They were all united under St. Peter and the apostles. They believed and hoped and thought one thing. We might wonder, how did they maintain such unity? Well, they stayed connected together in Jesus. No one went off and tried to do just their own thing. They knew that Jesus had formed them together as a little community, and that even as that community would spread eventually throughout the world, they must remain connected as branches to a vine. The beauty of that early life of the church is one that is a challenge to us. We're not just a group of 12 apostles and a few other disciples gathered around. Truly now, this vine and branches extends to billions of Catholics throughout the world. But nonetheless, we still have to have that connectedness, that intimate community, if we are to continue to bear fruit. One of the great joys of being Catholic is to know that we have brothers and sisters all over the world who we've never met, that we don't know, but yet truly we are connected in Jesus, the vine. Today we have with us Tom and Geetha Chita. As you may know, they come here several times throughout the year to give us an update on our mission in India. Our mission, isn't it great that we can speak of it as if it's our mission? It's their mission, but through the generosity that we have seen out of Curia of Ours for so many years, in a way, we can say it's our mission, in the same way we can say that they're our brothers and sisters in India that Tom and Geetha are able to care for. We remain, through them, as it were, connected to a part of the church far away that, because of them and their witness and their mission, we are able to rightly call our brothers and sisters as well. And in a little way, our brothers and sisters in India get to share in the joy of our community here of Curia of Ours. So today we welcome Tom and Geetha, who are both here now, and are going to give us a little update about our brothers and sisters, the other branches on the vine in India.